Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Edgar Franco, F-R-A-N-C-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Franco as described in my report of 3/28/18. Pretty presented to the current evaluation with his daughter named Laura Franco to help translate. Pretty according to the information obtained from the examining this fashion on 12/23/14, Mr. Franco fell in a hole at work and injured his lower back. Pretty had further value, scratch that. He went to the emergency room afterwards. Pretty had further evaluation and treatment leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of fucked, F-U-C-K-E-D, up, period, end quote. He did accept stimulator implantation and continues to receive pain management, period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 11-1-18 in the amount of 20% of partial total, consisting of 15% for multiple lumbar discs and 5% for psychiatric, period, specifically common disc bulges at T5-6, T6-7, T11-12, T12-L1, with protrusions at L1-2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. Period, he's then applied for a reopener, with which he supplied answers to reopener interrogatories. Period. Within them, he indicates he did have further treatment from Dr. Bajarski every month. Period. He was then referred for psychological evaluation due to depression secondary to chronic pain. Period. He had received Social Security benefits since the entry of the last award. Period. He asserted his pain has gotten worse and psychological problems have gotten worse. Period. New paragraph, as per the records provided, he did continue to see Dr. Bajarski on 4/13/18. Period, he had taken over his care on 10/6/15. Period, he continued to feel stiff upon awakening, but this resolves as the day progresses. Period, his pain remains under fair control with Oxycontin, 10 milligrams twice per day, and Percocet, 10 milligrams every 6 hours, as needed for further pain relief, as well as Lyrica, 300 milligrams twice per day. Period, he also takes Mobic, 15 milligrams per day, Cama Cymbalta, 120 milligrams daily, and Movantik, 25 milligrams daily. Period, continues to have a problem with weight gain, and currently weighed 254 pounds. Period, on 1/29/16, he weighed 209 pounds. Period. Dr. Bajarski ascertained a history of prior work restrictions from 9/8/13. Period, his diagnoses were diffuse lumbar disc disease, comma, left-sided lumbar radicular pain, comma, right-sided lumbar radicular pain, comma, underlying depression, comma, and opioid-induced constipation. Period, he continued to see Dr. Bajarski, such as on 5/11/18. Period, he relates being hospitalized for about 3 days since his last visit for treatment of kidney stones. Period, he had no change in his back pain or in the pain radiating down his legs. Period, he continues to feel stiff upon awakening, but this resolves as the day progresses. Period. He remains available for work under his prior restrictions of 9/8/13. Parentheses, this date was actually before the subject event, so is kind of illogical. Period. On 6/15/18, Mr. Franco related celebrating his birthday last week by walking over the Ben Franklin Bridge with his family into Philadelphia and was able to walk back without significant difficulty. Period. However, he again wrote there was an intelligent gait without the use of a cane. period, he continued on the same medical regimen over the ensuing months period on 8/17/18. He related obtaining a back support from an infomercial by Dr. Ho, H-O, period. He found it very uncomfortable, period. His pain has been very severe over the past 2 weeks, and he is unsure as to why. Reggie relates resting on his recliner since he finds his bed too uncomfortable. Period. He is depressed due to the increase in pain in his back over the past 2 weeks. Period. He related having a good time for his brother's birthday in Puerto Rico. Period. However, he relates having a bad flight back from Puerto Rico, which may have been the start of the increase in his lower back pain. Period. He remained on multiple pain medications. Period. He continued on them. Period. He continued to be managed by Dr. Bajarski over the next few years with medications and activity modifications. Period. This continued through 11/24/20 on the visit of 2/3/20. He related developing significant swelling of his hands and feet, but does not recall exactly when this began. Pretty saw his family doctor and was placed on Lasix. Period. This medication was then adjusted in dosage. Period. On the visit of 11/24/20, Mr. Franco related he is feeling better since his primary care physician is treating his water retention, comma hypothyroidism, and type 2 diabetes. His lower back continues to cause intermittent numbness in both legs and feet, but the left foot is much greater than the right. But he's concerned that when his brother massages his feet, he cannot always feel his touch. But he also had concerns over driving and his feet numbness, but reports he drives very slowly and remains a safe driver. Period on 8/5/19, he had lumbar x-rays after he fell in the shower. Period, there were no fractures. Period, he declines further diagnostic testing as far as an MRI. As he reports, he is not a surgical candidate, and his symptoms are no worse than they have been in the past. Period, his medication regimen was similar to that from the outset. Period, this included Oxycontin, 10 milligrams twice per day, comma, Percocet 10 milligrams every 6 hours for further pain relief, comma, Lyrica 200 milligrams 3 times per day, comma, Movantik 25 milligrams daily, comma, and additional medications through his personal physician, including Singulair 10 milligrams at bedtime, comma, Metformin 1000 milligrams twice per day, comma, Levothyroxine 25 milligrams, micrograms per day, comma, and Chlorthalidone 50 milligrams daily. Period. He did have lumbar x-rays in Dr. Bajarski's office on 8/5/19 after a fall at home 2 days earlier. But there was mild levoscoliosis, comma, mild L5-S1 malalignment. Period. The L5 vertebrae is located just posterior to the S1 vertebrae. Period. There were prominent sclerotic changes at L1-2 that were felt to be on a degenerative basis. Period. There were additional multi-level mild degenerative changes. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen by pain specialist Dr. Josephson beginning 11/24/20. Period. They agreed that he would wean his opiates. Period. They discussed SCS, meaning spinal cord stimulator therapy, and other treatments with him. Period. He will follow up as needed to discuss CBT. Period. Diagnoses were lumbosacral radiculitis and long-term drug therapy. Period. Dr. Josephson continued to provide him medications and monitor his progress. Period. He rendered additional diagnoses over time, including chronic pain syndrome and post-laminectomy syndrome. Period. Topamax 25 milligrams twice per day was prescribed beginning 8/18/21. Period. His narcotic medication dose was lowered. Period. A spinal cord stimulator was implanted approximately August 20th, 2022. Period. Ongoing care was rendered through at least 7/17/23 or 8/15/23. Period. Paragraph additional records that appear to also be from Dr. Josephson start on 3/2/22. On 3/30/22, Mr. Franke related workers' compensation just gave him the okay for an MRI, so he is waiting to schedule that. Period. New paragraph on 4/8/22. He did have a lumbar MRI that was not compared to any prior studies. Period L2-3, there was mild to moderate spinal canal stenosis, comma, mild proximal right neuroforaminal stenosis, comma, and minimal proximal left neuroforaminal stenosis. Period L4-5, there was mild right neuroforaminal stenosis, comma, moderate to severe left neuroforaminal stenosis with impingement of the exiting left L4 nerve. Period L5-S1, there was left paracentral disc protrusion that contacts the left S1 nerve root with minimal compression. But there was also mild right neuroforaminal stenosis and minimal left neuroforaminal stenosis. Period. The last date within this group of records is from 6/23/22, with similar ongoing treatment to that in the previous section. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner underwent psychiatric consultation with Dr. Hall, H-O-L-L, on 8/28/23. Period. He found essentially no change in the psychiatric condition of Mr. Franco as compared to that which existed in November 2021. Period. Dr. Hall continued to believe he is a man of limited intellectual capacity and is suffering from a personality disorder not otherwise specified, comma, characterized by excessive emotionality, comma, disorganized thinking, comma, anxiety, comma, and depression. But the personality disorder is pre-existing and unrelated to his physical problems. Period. Relative to the accident and the physical problems arising from the accident, he continued to find 0% of psychiatric disability. Period. He gave further details that about a year ago, he became depressed because of his physical problems and perceived financial difficulties, for which he consulted with a psychologist for about 6 visits through the phone. But he found this treatment to be helpful. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he appeared in moderate distress, but also moaned and groaned to demonstrate exaggeration of same. Period extremities upper, he wore a sweatshirt that he rolled, whose sleeves he rolled up, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Period active range of motion of both shoulders was decreased and associated with low back pain. Period motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. extremities lower. He wore sweatpants and rolled up their legs. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for right plantar flexor strength and 5-/5 for extensor hallucis longus strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal, spine cervical. Active flexion and extension were 40 degrees, comma bilateral side bending to 45 degrees, comma rotation right 60 degrees and left 65 degrees. Compared the rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a stiff gait, but no foot drop or assisted device. Period, he declined attempting to stand or walk on his heels or toes. Period, he changed positions slowly, but was able to squat and rise. Period, the inspection revealed a subcutaneous stimulator in the left lower lumbar region and associated scar. Period, he actively flexed and extended to 15 degrees, comma, rotated bilaterally to full to 45 degrees, comma, side bent right to 15 degrees and left to 20 degrees. Period, there was tenderness in the midline at the lumbosacral junction. Period. Setting straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 60 degrees elicited low back tenderness. Period, he did display a positive extension response. Period, this maneuver was negative on the right. Period, supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 10 degrees and left 15 degrees elicited extreme complaints of back pain and weeping. Period, however, no ridiculous symptoms were elicited. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Edgar Franco was injured at work on 12-23-14, as marked from my prior impressions section. Period, since evaluated here, he continued to be managed for his pain by Dr. Bajarski and Dr. Josephson. Period. An updated lumbar MRI was done on 4-8-22 that evidently showed similar findings to those done previously. Pretty did have a psychiatric evaluation by Dr. Hall, who found 0% disability relative to psychiatric conditions from the accident. Pretty, however, he explained Mr. Franco did suffer from pre-existing personality disorder. Period. Ongoing treatment with Dr. Josephson was rendered through 8-15-23. Period, he paragraphed the current examination, found the petitioner to be in moderate distress. Period, there may have been some exaggeration. Period, he complained of low back pain with active range of motion of the shoulders, that is non-physiologic. Period, he had decreased active cervical and lumbar range of motion. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness at very low angles that are indicative of symptom magnification. Period. They were also associated with complaints of severe pain and weeping. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency will be the same as marked in my prior report. And that is the end.